Bostrom, and you're listening to Financial Survival. My co-host today is Pastor Butch Paul, as we bring you our opinion and commentary on today's economic and political events. It is Tuesday, August 20th, 2019. Good afternoon, Butch.
Good afternoon, Melody. How are you doing today?
I'm doing just fantastic today. I'm always in a good mood when gold does well.
Yeah, I can understand that. I don't blame you. It makes me feel better, too.
Yeah, I get a little cranky when they play with it, but let's go ahead and see what gold has done today. And hold on just a second here. We got gold up 1220 right now in the New York spot price after market, 1508.30. You have silver up 28 cents at 1722. Platinum was down 2 at 853, but palladium was up 12 at 1498. The USDX today was down 0.23, 98.13. Crude oil was down 3 pennies at 96.18. And the paper markets today, some they were up earlier in the day. Little bit of pressure on them. The Dow was down 170 points, 25,965. The NASDAQ was down 54 points, 79.48. The S&P 2900 down 23. 10-year yield dropped 0.04 at 1.56. So, you know, where she stops, no one knows. Gold futures contracts still in the... Let's make sure we're still in December. Yep. 1517. So that was good. You know, gold is doing really well at this $1,500 level. And sure, we closed below yesterday, but came back strong today. So,
and silver is too, by the way. Silver is doing very well also.
Yeah. And just remember, folks, you know, pullbacks are healthy. They're healthy. So look at it that way. And if you bought when it was a little bit higher, that's okay. You know, no worries, because we got a long way to go, ladies and gentlemen, and I think we'll do. I think you'll do very well in your gold and silver investments. So, we have Greg Hunter joining us today. He's going to be joining us here in just a few minutes. I don't think he's with us yet, but I guess the Uber is a little slow today. But anyway, that's an inside joke.
There you go.
But what do you think? This is kind of a little off the wall while we're waiting for Greg Hunter. But that Area 51, they're actually preparing for an emergency crowd planning, as that has gone, you know, just really nuts, and so many people are signing up to flood it.
You know, I've seen that, and thought about that. I really don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. You know, everybody has their opinions, and there's been so much secrecy. Seriously, there's been a lot of secrecy about that place and a lot of speculation. And, you know, hey, I guess we'll find out when people get in there, if they do.
I can't imagine the military would fire on them. But anyway, interesting. And
I had talked to people who were run off that property. I've talked to them before on the radio broadcast. They literally were run off.
So
they went across certain boundaries, and people showed up and pick up trucks, told them to get out. So, you know.
So we don't know how many are going to show up. It'll be interesting to see what the military does. But anyway, we now have Greg Hunter joining us, USAWatchdog.com. We just enjoy having him on the program, and he does such a, you know, what he does is so important, because it educates people, and we're all about education. And I want to welcome Greg Hunter to the program. Good afternoon, Greg. Thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to join us.
Maybe too busy for you guys. You guys are very interesting, and it's kind of fun to do your show. And it's not like there's never any dearth of things to talk about. I mean, we have an unbelievable amount of things to talk about.
Hello, Michael. Butch, just say hi to you, and I'll turn you loose.
Hey, Pastor Butch, how you doing?
I'm getting prettier every day, aren't you?
I used to be prettier. I'm not so pretty now, so I'm having to do it on my baffling them with BS, because I don't have any of the other stuff I have.
I understand that deed, I do.
Yeah, there you go. But I try not to give you BS. I've been thinking about what I was going to say, how I was going to start this off, and you know what? I listen to Rush Limbaugh a lot. And, you know, they're painting this narrative on conservative radio. And listen, let me just say this. I think Donald Trump has done a magnificent job. That is not a joke. We were headed straight for a depression with Hillary. You think she would have brought back this capital? You think she would have cut regulation? Do you think she would have started drilling in Anwar and everywhere else and get all of our drilling way up? We're near at or near energy independent, close enough where, you know, we're not going to have to go to war to import oil. I mean, we do import some oil and we export oil, but we're going to be a net exporter of oil probably in the year 20 or 2021 if we're not already. You know, huge gains were made in the oil sector, huge gains were made in the cutting of regulation, huge gains were made in bringing back capital to America, and even though they bought stock, it still got sucked back into America and out of China and Japan and Europe and Central and South America and whatever. So let me just say, Trump is in a man, all the while being attacked by Mueller, by the deep state, by the mainstream propaganda media, and I'm sad to say I used to work for ABC News and CNN. It has devolved into really just a propaganda arm of the New World Order, which, you know, they say it's a propaganda arm of the Democrats. The Democrats are a New World Order, open borders, universal basic income, you know, dissolution of America, dissolution of your rights. I mean, Trump has done a magnificent job. Now, that's it. There's still a lot of debt out there. And people are wondering, what the heck is going on? They're trying to keep this is the sum up, okay? They're trying to keep the debt from unraveling. They're trying to keep the unpayable debt, the scam, which is unpayable, from unraveling. Let's go to Puerto Rico. Let's just go to Puerto Rico. I love talking about Puerto Rico. It was the canary in the coal mine. The canary's dead. It's stuffed and back up on its pedestal, okay? They gave Texas for its damage and storm damage a year or 2 years ago while Trump was there $30 billion. $30 billion, state of Texas. It takes 24 hours to drive across the state of Texas, okay? $30 billion. They gave Puerto Rico, which has Texas has approaching 40 million people. I think 35 million. It's a pretty big state. It's the third most populous state in the union, I think. It's New York and California. I think it's California, New York, Texas, and Illinois. It's the fourth most populated. Could be. I'm close. It's a very high populated state. Please note, $30 billion. Gave Puerto Rico $94 billion. $94 billion for a country with 3 million people. Remember their bond debt? They're at $74 billion. Of course, nobody says anything about this. How in the world could they give Puerto Rico $94 billion or $92 billion? I think it was $92, $94. It's exponentially higher, triple the amount of aid given to Texas for its storm damage and its travails and whatever. Florida, for its storm, I got $12 billion. Puerto Rico, $94 billion, $92 billion. I can't remember what it is. It's one of those numbers. It's a lot. And they had that $74 billion in bond debt. Did that get liquidated? They got so bad with their bond debt, they had to default. They could not make the payments, the interest payments of the $74 billion. That is a fact of the number. And they defaulted on the debt. They couldn't keep the lights on, the garbage picked up, the sewers running, you know, the toilet. They couldn't keep the toilets from backing up. They had to either let all that, the sewage and toilets and trash build up and services and buildings shut down and government shut down, or they could pay bondholders. What do they pick? They pick to keep the government open. Then they got 90 some odd billion dollars. And Trump signed it, and I would suspect that they were trying to keep that $74 billion from unwinding. Now, extrapolate that out to a global level, and they're now calling and now talking about, and even Reuters has a story on about how the markets are giddy over global shares inch higher, Cassidy. They're not as stimulus hopes spur rebound. Now they're having a coordinated global stimulus package. Now, I talked to Melody in the pre-interview, and she said, well, they've always been, coordinating. Yes, but that's always been behind the scenes. Now, they're overtly talking about a global coordinated QE. The president has tweeted out QE and 1% in rate cut, maybe not all at once, but a QE and a 1% rate cut yesterday on his Twitter feed. Something's powerfully wrong, and now they're so desperate they're overtly putting this out there. Now, is Trump trying to blame this on the Fed? Of course, and the Fed is responsible. Even Ron Paul, John Williams, says it's the Fed's fault. They, if you look at their rate raising for 8 years for Obama, they raised rates 2 quarter points in 2015, one of them in 2016. That's the second one. Donald Trump, they raised 7 quarter point raises in, 2.5 years. The month after, in March, so he put his hand on the Bible in January of 2017, and 2 months after, 60 days, they were up with a rate increase right away. And they're raising into not such a great economy. I mean, we never really had much GDP, and they juked the numbers, and but Trump did increase the economy. And the Fed raised rates while Trump was increasing the economy. You think they put a thundering effect on that? Peter Schiff says the Fed is trying to take Trump down. It's part of the global scheme, the Federal Reserve. It's there's nothing federal about it. There are no reserves. It's a bunch of foreign and foreign banks all involved in the scheme, and they're trying to take him down. And that's why he's in. You've never had a president this overtly blaming the Federal Reserve, Powell, not doing enough. But the big deal is the debt. It's the four-letter word, the evil four-letter word, debt. Preceded by this word, unpayable. That's your thumbnail. That's what the fight is over. And that's why they're going to have QE, to pay the interest on the bonds, like Puerto Rico couldn't pay. They want to pay the interest on the bonds. They want to make the payments to keep you thinking that this debt is somehow going to get paid off. I'll shut up.
Well, no, you're spot on. I mean, that's what we talk about on the program all the time, is the debt. It can't be paid. It won't be paid. It will be defaulted on, and it's really
not Donald Trump's fault.
No, but it doesn't matter whose fault it is. It's going to happen.
Yeah, he walked into office with $20 trillion in debt, and I'm sure. And I don't know if he knew this, and I don't think he did. Some people say, "Oh, he knew about it." I don't think so. And, the Dr. Mark Skidmore, a PhD in economics at Michigan State University, went through the OIG reports of HUD and DOD and came up with $21 trillion, what he calls undocumented expenses. I mean, this is the books of the DOD, the Office of Inspector General of DOD and HUD, Housing and Urban Development. $21 trillion, quote unquote, missing. So, Mr. President, you have $20 trillion. And by the way, Mr. President, you've got another $21 trillion. What? So, you think, Donald Trump, he's expanding it a couple of trillion. He's going to be too. What does he care? He's going to blow up. He knows it's going to go blow up. He's going to get to the election. That's what I would do. He knows it's unpayable. What's the difference? I mean, what's another trillion or two? We're already $40 trillion for sure, at least, behind the eight ball. What are we talking about here? You want me to cut the deficit? Oh, please stop. You see what I'm saying?
Well, let me ask
people
you a question,
Greg. Donald Trump doesn't cut. Well, why would he? I mean, come on. Boehner and Obama were great buddies, and they put all this together. Bush, same deal. I mean, the Bush and the Democrats and Republicans all, bellying up to the bar. They just, the death ball is growing. And you have people like Mark Mobius, money manager Mark Mobius, talking about buying gold, and that's along with Ray Dalio. And by the time you see them out on Bloomberg or CNBC or anywhere else talking about their trade, whether it's buying stocks or buying bonds or buying gold, they've already done it in a big way. They're talking their book, what they say. But still, you think, well, he's talking his book. Yeah, but he's telling you what he's doing. He's telling you buy gold at any price. What did I say about the central banks buying gold from 2012 until now? They were buying record amounts of gold back in 2012, back in 2013, 2014. While the price was dropping, they were buying. At 15, 16, 17, they were buying gold, central banks. At $1,500 an ounce in 2014, I think that's what it was, somewhere in the neighborhood, they thought that was a good price. And now here we are 5 years later, they're still buying gold at $1,500 an ounce. They think it's a good price. What's Mark Mobius saying? Buy gold at any price. Why? Remember that global QE? They used to do this. Shh, quiet. Don't tell anybody we're coordinating. Don't tell. Now they're like, we're coordinating. We're going to have a global coordinating QE. Hey, hey y'all, we're doing something.
Greg, how can they pull together a global QE? That would be so enormous. How can they pull that together?
Well, I wouldn't ask that question because I think they can do it. They can print money.
But this would create
electronic digits. What you should ask yourself is why? Oh my God! How desperate do they have to be to announce this kind of stuff?
Donald Trump,
people are like, Donald Trump's not fixing it. Oh, he's going to. He's going to fix it. It's going to get fixed.
The QE that size would be
in the first 100 days of his second term, I believe.
The QE that size would absolutely blow the economy, in my mind, to smithereens, because there would be an inflation that would be unbelievable. That's my opinion. I know that, but listen,
everybody thought that 2008, it should have been over then. It was unpayable then. And, you know, there's a couple of different figures at the starting point about the money. I've heard 120 trillion at debt. But this number is not disputed. It's now 250 trillion in global debt.
At least,
you know, global GDP is roughly 70 trillion. If you believe the numbers. And now we've tripled that, and then some. And they can't pay it. They couldn't pay it in 2008. They didn't cancel any of the debt. Think about this. Go back to 2008. What debt was canceled? Well, Lehman Brothers. Okay. Yeah. Uh-huh. Canceled or transferred to the taxpayers? How about all those toxic assets, mortgage-backed securities? Let's see, Congress was buying toxic mortgages from the banks at a click of $14 billion a month. They took $500 billion off the government, you, the taxpayer, off the bank's books, and not a single congressperson or senator asked, hey, who's getting that money? But they were fighting over $85 billion in sequestering. $85 billion, but taking $40 billion each and every month off the bank's books. This all happened before Donald Trump. You know, Donald Trump is not evil. He's got a huge problem. I don't think he can get around what he's going to have to do, and it's going to be some sort of default. You look at Deutsche Bank. I keep hearing this idiotic chant from experts that they won't let that go down. Okay, you tell me what they are going to do to prop up a bank that has $40+ trillion derivative book. Okay,
that's
10x more.
Hey, Greg, let's finish up the Deutsche Bank when we come back from break. We're heading into one right now. And ladies and gentlemen, we'll be back in just a few moments. And you're listening to Financial Survival. I'm Melanie Cedarstrom, Pastor Butch Paul, and Greg Hunter.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it. Nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cedarstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cedarstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cedarstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSC Talk CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together, working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival. I'm Melody Cederstrom with Butch Paul, Pastor Butch Paul. And, of course, we have Greg Hunter joining us today, USAWatchdog.com. Make sure you get to the website and just follow Greg's interviews. There's no one like him. And there's, you know, Greg, I don't follow. I mean, I know what's going on, so I don't visit too many of these other websites because they, you know, not that I know everything. But yours is one of the websites that I think is important that I go to and I visit because I know you get to the truth. You get to the bottom line. And I think there's a lot of good people out there, don't get me wrong, and they're all doing their thing to bring the truth, and that is certainly all appreciated. But there's a lot of sensationalism built in and around a lot of those various sites and so forth, and people can get caught up and so forth. So I want to thank you for your website.
And, that's very kind of you.
I mean that.
Well, thank you. You know what I always say, and I want to kind of bring this down to people, and I'm not, listen, you didn't bring me on here to pitch gold. I'm not. But, you know, let me tell you, Bloomberg didn't come on to pitch to have Mark Mobius pitch gold, who's a master, massive, multi-billion-dollar hedge fund manager, Mark Mobius, along with Ray Dalio. I think he has the biggest hedge fund in the world with $160 billion under management. What's he saying? Buy gold. What's Mark Mobius saying? Buy gold at any price. I mean, buy gold at any price. Well, that must mean something's imminent. Buy gold at any price.
And that means it's going very
high.
You know,
I always say this, you know, what should I do? Do what the rich people do. Really, do it in a smaller way. Do you think rich people have car payments? No, they don't. Do you think rich people own their property free and clear? Yes, they do. Do rich people have 401ks? No, they don't. I mean, I have people, well, what? They don't have 401. No, they don't. It's not your money anyway, because if it was, they wouldn't charge you a 10% penalty to get it out early.
True.
So, I mean, you think that 401k is for you? Stop. Please, it's for you if you can have the guts to get it out all the while they're telling you, be a long-term investor. So, I mean, so what is Mark Mobius saying? Buy gold. Okay, small people. Buy silver. That's too bulky. You know, a ton of silver is, you know, not enough value packed into. A ton of gold is, you know, you can pack in. You're talking about billion-dollar people, so of course they're going to buy gold. Now, J.P. Morgan has a big silver hoard, yes, but they also have a huge vault space, too. But, you know, what should common people do? Buy silver. Oh, you should buy some gold. At what point should I buy it? I don't know. Buy it the way it comes out of the ground. For every ounce of gold, get 10 ounces of silver. You know, I don't know. I mean, the silver-gold ratio is crazy, but that's what... Well, I don't sell anything. I don't sell gold. I don't sell anything. You don't pay me to come on for a sales pitch. You advertise on my site, and the only reason why I let you on my site is you don't rip people off, and I don't have to hear phone calls of you, hey, Melody, rip me off. I've never gotten that call. So, therefore, you live on USAWatchdog.com because I think people should have access to getting gold and silver, and they should have access to get it not being ripped off. You pay it. Normal, whatever, a customary commission, unless you got Uncle Joe who says, also, your gold is spot. Nobody can do that and stay in business. But anyway, that's, you know, that's why you're on the site. I think people should have access to buying, so a novice can buy gold without being creamed. And silver. But, you know, what do we have? We have Germany going into recession. So what does that mean? Well, hard to make payments if you're in recession on bonds, which is why the whole point of negative bonds, you pay them. The same thing with John Williams at ShadowStats.com. who, this is the John Williams that, who founded Shadow Stats, not the John Williams at the New York Fed, who wants interest rates, the Fed funds rates, to 0% now. That's before Jerome Powell gagged everybody at the Fed. They're all up in, you know, in Jackson Hole, Wyoming, planning their, you know, the demise of America, I guess. I don't know, but the Trump team's up there trying to get them to cut rates and start QE. Long and short of this, here's the opening line of John Williams' commentary that he gives me. Yes, Chairman Powell, there really is a recession, and it's getting worse. Go over to China. What's going on over there? Problems, financial problems. They're not winning. Companies are leaving by the thousands, according to the president. That phrase that he said, companies are leaving China by the thousands. Nobody has disputed that phrase. He said it on Twitter. He said it in press conferences. Nobody is disputing that. How is that winning? And China's devaluing their yuan or their currency. Oh, okay, so you got, now, according to Jim Rickards, you got capital flight. You're going to pay me in what? Depreciated yuan? No, you're not. No, we're moving our capital. And how is that winning? And then you have China. I mean, this is some big engines, right? You have a Deutsche Bank. A Deutsche Bank got down to an all-time low of 644. I mean, in 2007, I think it was $120 a share. What's the trend line on that? You know, what did Nenner say? 640, it's going to go to zero if it hits 640. Okay, Charles Nenner, the great market cycle guy. 640. It's now back up to 97. And Nenner says it doesn't make any difference. You can't stop the overall trend, just like you can't stop the overall trend of them printing all this crazy amount of money and gold going up. They can't stop it. They can slow it down. They can manipulate it. They can dunk it. They can put a thumb on the scale, but they can't hold it down forever. Same thing with Deutsche Bank. They can't prop it up. I mean, they won't let that go. Okay, tell me how they aren't going to do that. They're going to get out in a little pixie dress and wave a little wand over Deutsche Bank? Is that how they're going to do it? They're going to think it? What action do they have to do to keep a $40-plus trillion book of derivatives from unwinding in an economy in Germany that's $3.8 trillion? You tell me how they're going to do that. Without any pain. And what about all the other roaches? And let's get the GE, speaking of roaches. That's the only roach? GE, Marco Polo's come out and said it's a fraud bigger than Enron? Of course, General Electric denies that. Of course they will. Then you find out that Disney is, an insider at Disney is now reporting that they overstated profits. Uh-oh, how many roaches are out there, stock portfolio people? And people think that their brokerage could never do an MF Global, MF Global that went under, that John Corzine, was running, that never spent a day in jail, and he confiscated property to hypothecate it and keep his operation running. I think J.P. Morgan loaned him money on gold that he took from customer accounts. I don't know. Gerald Celente was one of the ones that lost money on that deal, and he never was made whole, he said. I never was made whole. Just lost money. Got away with it. So what are we talking about here? We're talking about them printing money to keep the bonds from unwinding. What should you do? I don't know. What's Mark Mobius doing? Buying gold at any level. Now, he's not going to buy gold and then have to cash it out in 2 months if the market dips. He's not going to do that. He's a hedge fund guy, and he's going to hold it as a core asset. He knows where it's going. I just think, and then you have the Rush Limbaughs of the world, and I listen to this, and I think, well, you're not doing anybody any favor. You're telling them everything's okay. The economy's fantastic. It's not fantastic. I'm sorry. It's not. I mean, I like Donald Trump, and it would have been an depression if it wasn't for him, but he had a two-headed mule to ride. I mean, he had an ugly thing to work with. And I think he's going to be the guy that's going to preside over bankruptcy of America. Now, can he hold it off till after the election? Maybe. He's talking about a payroll tax deduction, and he's talking about other stimulus, and if the Fed plays ball and gives him a stimulus, and can he hold it off? I don't know. Maybe. Or does somebody freak out? I mean, you already have PIMCO that's out reported, I think, today. They're selling bonds. The bond people are selling bonds. Uh-oh. Dude. I mean, right? Wow. I mean, I'm just a guy with a general studies degree at, I'm not, my daddy was a machinist. I'm just looking at this like, simple. Maybe I'm too simple. But I don't know. You got Mark Mobius, who joins a chorus line of other multi-billion-dollar hedge fund managers saying, buy gold. Did I tell you to buy gold? Yeah, buy gold. So,
but you know what?
But you know, I mean, it's coming, folks, and now they're talking about a global, and they're advertising this before they used to keep it secret, a global coordinated stimulus package.
You know what? What you're saying, Greg, though, is very important, and it doesn't matter whatever programs they create, just like all the other recessions we have, they create programs and so forth and whatnot. We're here today. It doesn't matter how they can, you know, stave off this correction or whatever you want to call it, the default and the debt. It's going to happen because we have debt too great to be paid. And the only way with the tax cuts, if they mess with the payroll tax, no matter what they do with all the stimulus and so forth, it's going to create just a bigger bubble. And it's just even going to be worse when they finally do default on, because we know the default's coming, period.
Well, it's already so bad, Melody.
Yeah,
I mean,
they can't, that's my point. They can't fix it. It's going to happen.
The fix is a default, and that's why people are going, well, Donald Trump, yes. Stop with the whole, come on, stop it. Nobody gave a crap about the debt. And you ask people, hey, $10 trillion, back in Bush 41, you owe $10 trillion. You think you owe any of that? No. Oh, okay. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you don't owe any of that. Yeah, I got it. How about this $20 trillion that we have? $22, $23 trillion. You owe any of that? No. Oh, yeah. Okay. Okay. You don't owe any. Okay. If everything's going to be canceled, and people don't realize that somebody's debt is somebody else's assets. And what I've always said, we're going to find out that debt is not money, and debt is not an asset. And we're going to find out that in stunning fashion. And that's, you know, this whole bond thing. I mean, if I was Donald Trump, I'd be going, oh, my God. So let me get this straight now. He's into office a couple of months. So we've got $20 trillion, and then we got another secret $21 trillion. We got $41 trillion right now. Well, we ain't never paying that back. Come on, stop. That's a cash deficit. That's the deficit. That's not what we need in the future. That's what we owe right now. That ain't going to get paid. Remember long-term capital management? What was the global debt picture then? $4 trillion or something like that? I mean, I think LTCM had a $1.2 trillion long-term capital management in 1998. Had $1.2 trillion derivative, notional derivative book, you know, what it was on paper, notional. And, you know, what do we get? We got the dissolving of the Glass-Steagall Act through the Graham-Bliley-Leach Act in 1999 as Bill Clinton was leaving office. Thanks, Bill, like a true globalist, you jumped on the grenade for everybody in the global to pin everybody in the world with all this crazy, betting and all this crazy stuff. And what do we get in 2008? Another big crash. But next time, taxpayers are on the hook, and we didn't have the firewall. That's what Glass-Steagall was. Listen, investment bankers, you want to do crazy stuff? You want to invest in solar farms or windmills, or you want to invest in, fracking gas? You do it. Go ahead. But if it goes sour, you're toast. You're gone. You don't get a multi. You're done. Toast. Bye. Poof. And then commercial banking was, your local bank, your retail banking, my checking account, my savings, I have 6%. Remember when you could get 6% passbook savings? I remember I was at ABC and everybody was, buying Lucent, which is another giant fraud, and all this other juniper and all this other crap. And I said, well, why aren't you buying this stuff? I said, I don't know. They're giving me 6% this bond fund, and then they got a 25% match. And then by the time you extrapolate that out, I'm making about, 19-20% because I'm taking more than the 4%. I don't have to worry. And then what do we have? The big debt bubble crash. Oh, people were pissed at me for telling them that I was just taking the 25% matching funds and the 6% bond fund. Well, we can't get that anymore. So what are people doing? They're all forced and herded into, you've got to have return, you've got to be in the stock market fund. And they're under the illusion that if it blows up, don't worry, it'll be okay. Next time, it ain't coming back, folks. Next time, they're going to have to do something with the debt, and that's going to be very destructive. And everybody thinks their brokerage is like some bank with an FDIC insurance policy. Forget that. You better be thinking MF Global. I got a great. I've done great. My brokerage. My thing. I bought the gold shares, and I bought you. Better that if that brokerage goes down, you can have a great position in wherever it is. I don't know, gold shares, whatever you got. Cheese on Mars or whatever it is. And if the brokerage goes down, you got nothing. And then Warren Buffett, let me just say a little word about Warren Buffett, because I think he's the ultimate, the ultimate weasel.
You know, he's like, my secretary pays more taxes than I do. Yes, Warren, you incompetent old toot that should have been out of the business a long time ago. But your secretary doesn't get multi-trillion-dollar bailouts that she arranges for herself and her clients at Berkshire Hathaway. She doesn't get that, okay? And now Warren Buffett, you know, once bitten, twice shy, always fighting the last battle, is sitting on $120 billion in cash. The incompetent coot was bailed out. Now he has $120 billion in cash. Oh, I so hope his cash gets tied up in money markets that you can't chain. And the banks tell him, oh, sorry, Mr. Buffett, we know you'd like to deploy that billion, that $120 billion, but, you know, that'll implode our bank. So, sorry, man. How does $500 million sound? I mean, if you're sitting on $120 billion and you can only get $500 million, you know, all of a sudden you feel like, what? Huh? What? So, Buffett, I likely has been buying physical gold position as well. Buffett. For Berkshire, although this, I guess there's a way to find that out. But he should be if he's not. But Mark Mobius is out saying he's doing it. Ray Dalio is out saying he's doing it. All these guys know each other. You know, do you think Buffett's going to not call Mark Mobius and say, hey, man, what are you doing? Oh, I'm buying gold, dude. Really? How are you sourcing that? I mean, you know, it's the hand. Listen, it's not a maybe. It's out there. The numbers are awful. The math is awful. The math is real. It's not. It's being talked about in the mainstream press. It's so obvious to them. They're talking about. They got Mark Mobius. You think they had Mark Mobius on 2 years ago talking about the bullishness, or 6 months ago talking about gold? And I don't even think they brought him on to talk about it. They talked about it on. They had him on to talk about the BHP Billington and some other stuff. And she said, "Oh, and by the way, what about gold? Oh my God, you got to buy it!" All of a sudden, it looks like he lights up. It's just really unbelievable.
I missed that.
Well, it's on. It's today on Zero Hedge. Mark Mobius, and the title is called "Buy Gold at Any Price." Well, then for little people, listen, buy silver. I've been telling people this for a long time. Listen, I can't really afford to buy anything. I don't know. Do you have a big data package on your smartphone? Why don't you throw that in the trash, because you're self basically reporting to the big tech everywhere you go and everything you do and everything you say and everything. Why don't you get yourself a burner phone? It's a lot cheaper, and then take that money that you're spending on that huge data package every month and buy yourself a couple ounces of silver every week or 2 weeks or every pay cycle, or you got 15, 20 bucks to do that, don't you? They just don't understand. I mean,
really,
I don't know.
You know, you're right. We're going to be heading into a break here in just a few seconds. And you're right, Greg. A lot of folks don't understand, but also those who have pensions, retirement accounts, and so forth, they have been conditioned to believe that it will come back.
Well,
you know,
they are sucking. If you're in a pension, you're sucking off a debt ball. You are in the debt
dividends.
Market.
They're getting their dividends, and it doesn't matter what you tell them and so forth. They think the economy is good, and it's fascinating to some degree. We'll be heading into this break. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. Please stay tuned.
Oh, won't you tell me again tonight? Each and every.
Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com, or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Gentlemen, I'm Melody Cederstrom, and you're listening to Financial Survival, and we're here with Greg Hunter today, along with Butch Paul, and I'm not even sure we were talking about Mobius and buying all kinds of gold and silver heading into the break, Greg, and
here's the funny thing. You know, they're out there, and they are bringing it up. I mean, you have people like Ray Dalio writing a paper about it and getting it published on, you know, places like Zero Hedge. It gets, I don't know, a million views a day. And then here you have Mark Mobius. I mean, he could just say nothing about gold. He could just say, well, it's attractive. You should have some gold in your portfolio and move on. But no. Oh, no, he lights up. He says they're just you got to buy gold at any price. I mean, you know, you think about that now, what he's telling people. I mean, people like, you know, well, what a rich guy, what am I, what's a little guy going to, listen, it's going to be work. Listen to me. You know, don't look at me like I can give you some, a trouble-free way for you to keep your HBO and Showtime and big data packages and keep, you know, you just making payments and you going out and charging stuff in your credit. You just think that I can tell you a way that you can continue your life without any interruption that ain't out there. This is going to be work. It's going to take sacrifice. And you're going to have to work on this. So I don't have the answer for you. I'm telling you what small things, buy dollar cost average silver, you know, give up your data package, cut your cable TV, put an antenna up on your dang house. You may have digital HD signals now since, I don't know, the last 8 or 9 years for your local TV stations. It's free. You know, cut any way and every way you can to prepare yourself. Go to church.
Amen. Amen.
You know, read the Bible. You know, you'll get a lot out of that. But you know, people want me to give them a stress-free, no work way for them to be unscrewed. And I'm sorry, I don't have that for you. That does not exist. You're in a fantasy world. This isn't mainstream TV. You know, this isn't Don't Worry, Be Happy. Okay?
Amen. Amen.
I don't think you should be fearful. I think you should be informed. And if you're informed, if you're forewarned, you're forearmed. And that's what I say. I tell people, don't be afraid. I don't want you to be afraid. I want you to understand what's going on. You know, because, you know, what evil wants is they want you afraid. They want you to think that the Luciferian, there is a dark world out there, period, the end. And if you read Ephesians 6:12, it could have been written today. There is a dark world out there. There are evil predators. Look at the Epstein thing, the global network, and oh, he just died. Oh yeah, he just committed suicide. Whatever. But listen, what that means. Look at the size and scope. I mean, here is a fact. Okay, this is a fact. So this is such a big problem that the takedown of President Trump is totally intertwined with the Jeffrey Epstein thing. Oh, how's that, Greg? Well, let's see. President Clinton rode on the airplane more than 24 times to the Lolita Express. This is what was reported in the news, not my term. Down to Pedophile Island and Orgy Island, where they were running, some people say, a blackmail scheme where they had cameras in every room and got, you know, everybody with their pants down with children and underage girls and whatever else gross stuff they were doing.
doing. And that was Bill Clinton. Oh, yes, and Hillary Clinton, who bought the DNC and took over the DNC, paid for a dossier of lies so they could apply for fraudulent FISA warrants to spy on the president and get dirt on him to try to take him down. The Clintons.
Yes.
Okay, and then on top of that, you know, there's a global charity fraud called the Clinton Foundation that all the Republicans and all the Democrats knew all about. I mean, let's just look at Haiti. They have a terrible earthquake. The Clintons go down there, reportedly collected between, in the name of Haiti, to fix their stuff, between $1 and $4 billion, $5 billion. So at least a billion, okay? What the Haitians say, they're up there in the, you know, by 125th Street in New York. They've in the past have been protesting out in front of Bill Clinton's, you know, now post-presidential office. Any of the mainstream media cover all that? You know, President Clinton was the first black president, really, the first white black president. You know, the Democrats love black people, not the ones from Haiti. And nobody on either side of the aisle brought that up. Why? Hey, Ms. Clinton, you collected $1 billion with the Clinton Foundation, and the people in Haiti, and these are government officials, say they didn't get anything. They got very little of it. What's going on? Do you know that the Clinton Foundation was only an archival library? This came up, A, with Charles Hertel, and B, came up in Congress for guys that, you know, go out and find fraud and stuff, and they get a percentage of it through the IRS. It was in congressional hearings, sworn testimony. And they said, you know, they never did the, they never filled out the paperwork to make the Clinton Foundation any more than the archival library in Little Rock. In other words, all the money they collected illegally. They never did the paperwork to for the Clinton Foundation. It was only an archival library in Little Rock. What? Fraud.
Imagine
fraud,
that.
Fraud, 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 fraud. Total fraud.
Imagine that.
I know. It's just unbelievable. It's the world we live in. So you wonder. So little people, and I'm a little person. Listen, my daddy was a machinist, man. I went to a state college. Why? Because it was the cheapest place to go. Who paid for it? Me, three-fourths of it. My dad paid for 1 year, and after that I said, I gotta work, buddy. There's things I want to go do. There's girls I want to date. Steak dinners aren't cheap. And, you know, I need to work. So, sorry, you can't take me off of your taxes. I'm gonna pay for my own college now. And I did. And so, but I can, you know, I can't, I'm not, you know, I'm not that smart, but I can tell you that I'm smart enough to know that some evil stuff is coming. It's been building up over a long period of time. And let me just finish by saying that thank God, and I'm not using his name in vain, because I think there's a, God's the kingmaker. Thank God that he put Donald Trump in office for this time, because Hillary Clinton would have sold Alaska and sold Hawaii and allowed the Chinese to dig up, Nevada. That's what the Bundy Ranch thing was all about. And she would have kept one island for, you know, Obama in Hawaii. But she would have sold us down the river, and Donald Trump is not. Donald Trump's going to say, we got nukes, and I spent a ton of money on the military, and you made a bad investment. You're not getting Alaska, and you're not getting Hawaii, and you're not going to come in here. You're not collecting. Thank you. Sorry. That's how bad it's going to get, folks. But, you know, I'm not that smart. I'm just kind of painting a simple, you know, stick man picture, right? I mean, you know, my saying is, you know, if I can do it, it's not art.
Well, you know, Greg, with all the stuff you're telling us on financial reasons, and we also know that next year I think we're going to see food prices go through the roof because of the lack of harvest this year.
They don't even talk about that. My mom has a farm in Missouri, and even the USDA is saying that your yield's going to be way down. And here's what they admit, and this is scary. They really don't know how far down they're going to be.
Wow.
They don't know. Millions of acres were not planted in some of the most fertile ground up and down the Mississippi, Missouri, and all the tributaries, because it all backed up, and some of the Ohio, too. Okay? So that's a given. They're going to get prevent checks. They prevented from planting, prevent checks from their insurance companies. On top of that, the rain was so much, not just the flooding in the riverbanks, the riverbeds, the rain was so much, it caused some places, like my mom's farm has, I don't know, 40 acres. She only got 22 of them planted, so about half of them, because too much rain. Not just river bottom problems, but just too much rain.
Other people couldn't get planted. Illinois. Let's just talk about Illinois. So in Missouri, in that latitude, I mean, the phrase is belt high by the 4th of July. I drove across Illinois on about leaving Missouri on about the 7th or 8th of July, and I couldn't tell you how many. And they're farming. The farms are so big, they're farming with satellites.
Wow.
Okay. It's miles and miles. You couldn't shoot a high-powered rifle across the field. Okay? And I'm talking to you about miles, about 64, driving right to the middle, right to the middle of Illinois, some of the most fertile farm ground in America. And the corn is ankle high.
Wow.
Wow.
And let me tell you something, even if you have a 90-day seed, I mean, okay, we did grow and we didn't get hail damage and it worked out okay. And but, you know, maybe the bean pods are only 20% smaller. We got beans, but they're 20% smaller. We got corn, but we have less ears and the kernels are smaller. They have no idea what the, I mean, China, China better worry about their population starving. We're not going to buy any farm products. Oh, really? Okay. You're going to source that where in the world? Because we have problems all over the world of higher prices coming and lower yields, all over the world. And this late planting, I mean, oh, my gosh. A, just the idea that it's going to cut the growing season short. I mean, that's just the nature in North America when, you know, we have September, October, and the end of summer is the 20th or whatever, and, you know, the days are getting shorter, and, hey, the growing gets cut off, and not to mention some kind of a frost, especially in northern Iowa or Nebraska, you know, all the states, Minnesota, Wisconsin, they're all big farm states, man. So...
Sure.
You know, it's, yes, food prices could be much higher. That's the only thing I tell people. I said, listen, go out and buy yourself canned goods. It's never going to be cheaper. And, you know, you ought to have 3-4 weeks of food anyway, just like living in Florida. Pretend you live in Florida. I always said 3 to 4 weeks of food and water always, even in the non-hurricane times.
That's smart. Very smart.
Well, it keeps you out of the street. If things hit the,
sure
if
does.
Things hit the fan, the last place you want to be is at a grocery store or a gas station.
That's true.
That's true.
Very true.
I mean, we laugh, but, you know, this is why Warren Buffett, I hope he gets a pie in the face. I hope that little weasel gets a pie in the face. I hope his $120 billion gets tied up. I hope J.P. Morgan or whoever he's banking with, Goldman, remember that? Goldman. Remember that weasel? Remember when he loaned Goldman Sachs all this money? Oh, Warren Buffett, boy, he got a great deal. Goldman almost went under if it wasn't for AIG's bailout. Okay? He was behind. You got to bail them out. Otherwise, he's going to take a shot, right? Remember General Electric? He loaned them money at 10%. And what did Markopoulos just reveal about Goldman's, about General Electric? It's a Ponzi scheme bigger than Enron, is his quote.
Yeah.
General Electric denies this. But 10% at General, I mean, David Stockman was on the air, and he said, listen, what they should have never backstopped and bailed out General Electric. They should have made the share price $1 a share. You think Warren would have got his 10% money back if the share price would have been $1 a share? You think they would have had the cash to pay him back off? You think taxpayers paid off Warren Buffett indirectly? Yeah. You think taxpayers paid off Warren Buffett, that incompetent boob, because they didn't let Goldman Sachs go under? Yeah. How about all the other? How about Wells Fargo, big investor in Wells Fargo Bank? How about that? How about American Express? Look at all the companies in this Berkshire fund, and almost everyone got an indirect or a direct government bailout. I hope he gets
very
a pie
true.
In the face with his $120 in cash. See, he's freaking out. He's not going to get caught this time. Try getting your cash, Warren.
So this time around, no bailouts?
I think they can't. What are they going to do? They're going to increase the debt even bigger now? So that's what the bailout did. You know, the global debt in 2008 was, what, 120 to 160 trillion? And pick your number down there. It's now 250. What are we going to go, 500 trillion? At what unpayable time are we going to be unpayable? They couldn't pay the debt off. And we almost imploded in 1998. I think the global debt was 4 trillion. Almost imploded in 98. They were looking at the abyss in long-term capital management. Remember that?
Yep, sure do.
And so, you know, I mean, when was the debt unpayable? I think in 1998. It surely was in 2008. Do you think it's even more, less unpayable now?
Of course.
It's unpayable. And that's the... And people say, well, you know, you buy gold for inflation. No, you don't. Deflation is debt destruction. Hard to destroy that ounce of gold in your hand, isn't it?
True.
How about that ounce of silver? Hard to destroy. How about that bond? Hey, I've got a bond. Yeah, try to cash that in.
Very true.
You see what I'm saying?
We do.
I just think that listen, within conservative radio say, "Oh, there's much danger out there," and Donald Trump is telling you there's much danger. Otherwise, he wouldn't be asking for a 1% rate cut and more QE. He's telling you there's danger. Mark Mobius is telling you there's danger. For them to say everything's fantastic, stunning, the economy's rocking. Well, the economy's Donald Trump has done a magnificent job. Magnificent. Fabulous. I love him. He's the guy to be at the top of this when it blows up, because there will be defaults, and that's the only way to fix it. But there are dangers.
No doubt.
Well, we're in danger of running out of time. Any final, you got about, 30 seconds. Any final comments, Greg?
Well, listen, I just think people should be constantly trying to put themselves in better positions while they can. Can Donald Trump put this off for the year till after the election? That's what he's trying to do. Payroll cuts, that's why he's talking about that. QE, that's why he's talking about that. Cutting interest rates, that's why he's talking about that. And he's going to try. He's going to try. And if he does, that's just time for you to prepare. But you guys need to get serious about continually putting yourself in a better and better position. I mean, don't wait. Just keep incrementally doing it. Now, you know, poor people, there is no way for you to be magically unscrewed. I'm sorry, there's not. Going to be work on your part, but you can put yourself in a much better position. Pastor Butch just brought up food prices. Wow, you know, if you buy, you know, a can of bacon, pork and beans today for a dollar or 90 cents or $1.50 or whatever it is, and it's $5 2 years from now, that's a pretty good trade.
That is. But I got to cut it short. We're out of time, Greg. Thank you so much for joining us. Listeners, we'll be back tomorrow. Stay good night and God bless.